but you won't clap as if you are appreciative of something. Hallelujah. Welcome to our evening session. And my prayer is that, Lord, let this evening be significant. Let us be transformed. Let us become vessels you can use. Let the churches under us be established. Let there be a new wind of loyalty, of faithfulness running through our organization and our denomination. Let there be a transformation of all of us from normal, ordinary members to become key pillars in what you are doing. And most of all, bless us as we do this. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. It's too loud. Please lower that volume a little bit. This evening, just for a few minutes, let's talk about those who leave you. It's this leaving thing. It's a phenomenon of the charismatic churches. You rarely find somebody in Methodist or Catholic or Presby leaving. I remember some years ago, there were some scandals about child abuse were emerging in one particular church, and it was spreading very seriously. And I was at a car wash. I was washing my car, and then my evangelism coat came. So I saw some men sitting down there, and I went to them and began to talk to them about salvation, born again, and all that. And as we were talking, one man said that, "Oh, I go to this church, the church with the scandals." And I said, "Oh, look at all the issues and scandals coming." And he said something which struck me. Are you here this evening? Do you want to know what he said? He said, "My church has problems, but it's my church." Oh, I thought you clapped for him. "My church has problems, but it is my church." And he said, "I'm not going anywhere. I'm sitting inside it." And you know, and these are waves which come and go. Yeah. And somehow, this leaving, people leaving church, how many know somebody who has left church? Almost everybody. This leaving is a feature of the charismatics. They will grow in church. Where again should they grow? I mean, those who are outside, I don't know. You're still registering. Praise the Lord. No, so I want us to see it not as an expression of our free will. Don't see it as, "It's my choice to vote NDC, MPP, DDT, ABC. I mean, yes, you are free. You know, you can vote NDC if you like, or MPP if you like, or who again is there? PFC. Who is PFC? PNC. Who is PNC? I remember Ekwuadonko. Domestication. That was who's domestication? Danlati. It's gone there. They were nice guys. I mean, you can vote for whoever. Tell somebody, "Look, how Ghana becomes, just vote. Anybody at all. You are free." Amen. And so we have also misunderstood something to be that I am free to go and join any church. I'm free to go anywhere. I'm free to do anything. And this church, when I was coming, did you bring me? No, ask him, man, did you bring me here? Did I ask your permission to come? Am I here by your accreditation? I came. I brought my something to this church. So if I'm taking my something out of the church, who is going to quarrel with me? But it's not like that. This afternoon, we talked about the culture of allegiance. And one of the first keys is the north wind. And it is not simply a face that you make to express disapproval, but it is a heart that really doesn't agree with what is happening. It's a heart that is put off. I mean, if just now, some time ago, my laptop got a virus. I tell you. Pray for the viruses. Look, when we put the machine on, do you know what we saw? Some girl. Hey! Press quickly, shut the machine down. And then press delete. Then we press delete, it was gone. Then when you reboot, no, shoo, another one. Hey! Then another one. Girl, I mean, different styles. Coming on the as a screensaver. I tell you, it was a problem. We were scrambling, and then I said, listen, shut down the machine. Shut it down. It cannot be left with this. I mean, you've come to my church on the screen. It's not possible. What am I saying? When certain pictures of girls and positions and styles come, some are disgusted. What is this? But there are some other people. Hey, what is this? Can you bring my glasses? Let me look well. What else is there? This is Chinese. Where's the Korean one? Where's the Hong Kong one? Where's the night? See, some when they see it, they're excited. They say, where did you get it from? Can I get some more? Can I get some more? It is your heart. It is your heart that makes the response on your face. So when we say squeeze your face, if you are Orangu, you can't squeeze your face. If you are one of the devil who is one of us, you can't squeeze your face. But it is those whose hearts are correct and believe in what is happening, the father of the house, those who are right, they're the ones who don't have to squeeze your face. Your face will squeeze. Yeah. You don't have to squeeze your face. It will squeeze by itself. And then suddenly, you are disapproving of what's happening. The heart of Jesus. John 6. The heart of Jesus. John 6. Verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves. When he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples. And the disciples, to them that were set down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto the disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. John 17 and verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou givest me, I have kept. And none of them, tell somebody, none of them is lost. But the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And listen, don't go around calling everybody son of perdition, son of perdition, son of perdition. There are very few like that. I mean, there are very, in all the new gospel, New Testament, all that time, Jesus went, how many sons of perdition have you come across? Don't begin to label everybody who's made a mistake, who's gone off, son of perdition, he should go. I'm calling you, meeting, you didn't come, you are son of perdition, be gone. Don't label them like that. You are not supposed to lose as many as you have lost. I didn't hear an amen. You are a bus center leader and you have a bus center of 7 people and one little boy has just gone to misbehave. Hey, son of perdition. One 17-year-old girl who was foolish and walking with boys became pregnant. Hey, daughter of destruction. Tell somebody that is not the case at all. You keep the girl and their pregnancy. And the baby is now church baby. Hey, I didn't know that. It's not church baby. We all baby the father, the baby some. Don't cast away people because of... Look, if you're going to use pregnancy to cast people, the church is finished. Because some the pregnancy didn't show itself. But I won't go there. Matthew 23 and verse 37. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. You know, tonight, Jesus' heart is coming clear that there is no place. Are you listening? There is no place. There's no room, there's nothing that allows us to accept living as normal in our church. I didn't hear any amen. I didn't hear that. We have come to accept living as, oh, it is, that's how it is. No. No, 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 that's not how it is. It may be our uselessness as good pastors, our inability to PVCI well, maybe our failure to go and seek the one, and we are happy with the 99. Then when you come back, it's 97. When you go again, it's 96. And you are happy not to go and pursue the one who didn't come. And we are happy to remain in our comfortable rooms. Don't fast. Don't wake up to pray. Don't even pray. Don't do much more. And of course, what will happen? That sheep will filter through our fingers. And we have allowed that leaving to become a kind of normal situation, such that, I mean, one of the fights in my church is first timers, new converts who come, numbers of them, and we don't see them again. In effect, they've left because they came. They came. And they have kind of like disappeared and gone out of our radar. Leaving. Tell somebody, leaving is not acceptable. Amen. Other words for leaving. Number one, divorce. That's leaving. When you leave your marriage, what have you done? Divorce. Number two, resignation. When you leave a job, what have you done? You have resigned. Number three, abandonment. When you leave your degree course in second year, what have you done? You have abandoned the degree. Number four, you are told, you are given a post. You are told to stand here. Watch this area. It belongs to you. The battlefield that we are fighting, this is your part. Stand here and hold it. The moment we come, you are gone. What have you done? You have deserted. You have become quiet. Yeah. You have divorced. You have resigned. You have abandoned. And you have deserted. Do you know something? Leaving is almost never positive. Leaving. It is almost never positive. Invariably, it is a negative event happening in the situation where we are. And you have become very quiet. I don't care. It's not a convention, it's a conference. So I'm just
go into the book.
That is why chapter 2 of that book gives us a list of what? Demons, devils that operate in those who live. That is why there's no angel, there's no blessing, there's virtually not a positive angle. The only one is Lot, who shouldn't be there in the first place. Yeah. When you go and marry a girl from a disco. Samson, he met a Delilah from where? Valley of Sorek, a low point in his life. What are you doing the Philistines in the first place? So Delilah should not have been there in the first place. She's a Philistine. And you're marrying a Philistine, tell someone you're going to marry a disco dancer. A disco dancer. That's your, a pastor. You want a girl who is dancing. Hey, that's the one you want to marry. Charlie, you are in trouble. And you are in trouble because as you are in church and you are preaching, she's here sitting down with a mini skirt and her breasts are showing. And the pastor, what can you say? You are going to bring a trouble onto yourself. She is not supposed to be here. If she leaves you, just say, thank God. It's about time. That's the situation where leaving is possible. Somebody should not have been there. And there. Look, some of you say, where you walk, you can easily bring back a person who shouldn't be here. Mercy. Where you walk. Leaving is spirits inspired. It is driven by evil spirits whose job is destruction, spoilage, and making of a wilderness of what we have in our church. Amen. Just one for this evening. Then you can go and think about it. Divorce. Matthew chapter 19. The Pharisees also came to him and tempting him and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Can a man leave? Can I leave the church, the house, the family I belong to? Can I leave? And he answered and said unto them, have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? So, number one, we were all born in our different corners. Wherever you are coming from, that is where you are coming from. You are not born here. How many of us are born in the UD? No. All of us are planted and grafted on. We all came from somewhere. Maybe our children will be the UD is their mother church. Well, we are all male and female from different places. And he said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. That is how it is. We've all come from different. How many here were Catholic, Anglican, Orthodox church before you came here? Can I see your hand? Orthodox. How many came from Pentecostal church? How many came from, what again? No, Baptist, okay, Baptist is evangelical. Or how many came from no church? You came from home. Can I see your hand? You didn't go to church at all before you came. Can I see your hand? Only one, two, hey, three. Only three came from no church background. That one, two is not good, though. It's not good. It means we are not working to reduce the number of no church background. We are doing some reshuffling of the cards. But listen to this. Wherefore, they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. This evening, I want to just say one point before Bishop Kweku comes to do the next session. Because I want us to be able to touch on different things. And it is this. In a marriage, when you marry, nobody forces you to marry. you yourself will get up and go looking for a wife. True or not true? Yeah. Where did you find your wife? On campus. Where did you find your wife? In church. In church. Hey, this way is church. I'm going here. Where did you find your wife? In church. In church. Charlie, you're spoiling my message. Because I found my wife in the classroom. In the classroom. You see, we find them in different places. In the classroom, at school, playing games, sports, or something. Nobody forces you. Nobody will hold you with a knife or a gun and say, "My, this girl, we just come ourselves and say, hey, baby, I like you. Shall we grow old together? Be the mother of my children. Let's grow old and have our pensions together." That's how we started. Willingly, by ourselves. I tell you, I'm married. It brought me here. Hallelujah. And when you see a girl you like, which you choose for yourself, you take care and say, "I like you." Yes. And then what do? You walk into a relationship, take care, go to your father and say, "My father, I like this girl." And they'll say, "Oh, she's a nice girl. She qualifies." They say, "Good." Then what do? We go to a court. Go and take paper. Then we sign. Now you can take care and lock in your bedroom. You ain't here on the same side of the door. Not opposite sides as formerly. On the same side of the door. Then you lock it. Then you are there happy. Nobody forced you into this relationship. But the moment you decide to get out, it's a court case. You can't just walk out. I came by myself. It's true. I want to go by myself. You can't. No. Hey, now it's court, lawyer, judge. You have to go and sign affidavit, go and sign annulment, give you 6 to divorce, eh? And by that's divorce. To divorce is not a simple thing. And it's expensive. And you will pay all kinds of bills. Listen, you can come easily by yourself, but you can't walk out. You can't leave the church. We are here together. Even when it begins to stink, we stink together. We find the corner where the thing stinks, then we repair it. But we have made it easy come, easy go. We have, as if you can come into a church, be a member, and you see, when you come into a church, and you say, "Oh, I've not joined," nobody, when you bring your money and your heart, you have joined. You have joined. That's why when we are divorcing, we have a process called discovery, where we are trying to find the properties and how to share it. Why? Because when you bring money, you become a part of that thing. One man came to his pastor. He said, "Pastor, I want to leave the church." The man said, "Really, pray about it." "So I've prayed. I want to leave the church." "So be careful." "So no. I mean, I've made up my mind. I want to leave the church." He said, "Okay. Bring his tithe records." Then they brought their tithe records. They say, look at what you have given. Look at what you have given over the years. Let's add it all up." When they add it up, it came to thousands of dollars. The man said, "Hey, my money is here." "My money is here." He said, "Pastor, I'm not going again. I've invested too much in this church to give it up and walk away." If you see, maybe because you haven't invested much. Maybe the girl, you didn't marry her. You're just blowing her on the side. Maybe you never really came. I mean, you are the one who shouldn't have come in the first place. Yeah. You can't come and take my daughter and say, "Let me go and test the mic. 1, 2, 1, 2. No. No, you cannot come for my girl like that. No. Before you touch her, it's a process. Yes. Yeah. I mean, you can't easily. When I was looking for a church so many, many years ago, I went to one church, I was there, and I said, "Nah, it's not working." I went to another church, I looked around, it doesn't taste good. Look, you can't easily join a church that you don't belong to. Yeah. Yeah. If you settle in a church, it's your church. Yeah. You didn't say amen. Amen. I mean, the church where is not your church, when you go there, you won't settle. You won't last weeks. You will soon be unsettled, you will soon be disturbed, and you will soon be on your way out. The church where you can sit down and relax and join the choir, join the ushers, or even be an ordinary member coming repeatedly for a few weeks and months, and you settle, that church becomes your home. You are committed. You are now a part of that church. You cannot just walk out and leave as if nothing has happened. It is your church. Amen. It is your church. And that is why it is spirits. Spirit of, look at the spirits that lead. That's chapter 2 of the book. Spirit that cause lead us to God. Spirit of rebellion. Of false prophecy. Of greed. Independence. Foolishness. Selfishness. And stupidity. Wickedness. Heaviness. Different spirits that cause a person to be able to leave a church where he has been settled. And this evening, I want to say something. Every one of us who allows somebody to leave without a fight, we are failing Jesus. We are failing him. That is not his heart. Every one of us who allows people who were once a part of us to leave. No, they shouldn't leave. They should stay. In all the trouble, they should stay. In all that we are going, I mean, how many have had a trouble in your family before? You and your father or you and your mother. Can I see there was been real issue where sparks were flying? Yeah. Hey, did you leave? Why? It's your home. A few left because a demon drove them out of their homes. And they are now madmen or weed smokers or armed robbers operating in the town. But tonight, let leaving become a bad word. Amen. In our church. Amen. Let it be such that nobody leaves again. Now, nobody, there's no longer any free visa, free exit, free opportunity to walk out anyhow. No. As you're going, may there be many hands holding you. It's not kids who shout, "Daddy, don't go." But now it's us who shout, "Brother, don't go. Sister, don't leave me. Let's stay in this house together. We came from somewhere by ourselves, it's true. But now we are together. Now we are here. We are bound together in this family." And listen, believe me, it is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful family. Yeah, it is. Few families like this. And we have an exceptionally loving, kind, gentle father who has fathered us and given us so much. There are some people, I tell you, the prophet loves you more than your family. Oh yeah, you don't know it, but he does. May leaving be a bad word in our church, amen, our churches. Amen. May we never, ever accept anybody else again to walk out of this place. Amen. Go and pick up the book yourself and read all the spirits of, the first spirit, the spirit of rebellion. To Lucifer rebelled against the perfect leadership of heaven. Many who leave, there's no reason. No need. You don't have to go. Whatever it is, stay and let us work it out. Amen. Often there's nothing. But he left. It's a spirit. May that spirit be driven out of our house. Amen. And may we do well together as a church. Yes. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.